Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's Monday. It's time to go. I'm going to say in the goal today with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
We were starting off a little international today, so I guess we can go in the air, in the skies.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the U.S. had its second win in the World Cup.
Woo-hoo!
In the bag, they were up 2-1 at stoppage time. All they had to do was procure a few stops, and the game was theirs, but not so fast. World Player of the Year, Cristiano Ronaldo, found Varela on a cross set up to score the equalizer and stun the U.S. to finish a 2-2 draw. The United States now has 4 points in Group G, the same as Germany. Both Portugal and Ghana have 1 point. The United States advances so long is one of three things have to happen for them. They have to beat Germany, tie Germany, or Ghana and Portugal tie in their matches. So we'll see if the U.S. can get those things done and advance to the knockout stage. We'll say, what do they say? I believe that they will win or something like that.
Yeah.
About that 10 up this morning. Going over to the NBA, big things going on there. New York Knicks forward Carmelo Anthony has decided to opt out of his contract with the Knicks and become a free agent. The Chicago Bulls and the Houston Rockets are expected to spearhead the list of suitors to land a 7-time All-Star. I personally think he's going to end up with the Bulls, but we'll see how that goes. They have to give up a lot of moolah to go anywhere else but New York. And along with Anthony, this week will also be a voluminous week for other potential free agents such as LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. You might have heard of those guys. And even former Wake Forest star Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs, as they could all stay put and opt into their contracts or opt out and hit the open market. Of course, Tim Duncan not going to go anywhere coming off his fifth world championship, but the big three in Miami, we'll see. There's a lot of layers to that situation. And perhaps the Charlotte Hornets could be a dark horse to land one of these players, right, Melanie?
Maybe. I heard last week they were talking about Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, we have to keep dreaming on that. I don't foresee any of that happening.
Budgetary issues, maybe.
They will be looking to draft the next NBA All-Stars with the 9th and 24th picks in this Thursday's NBA draft. You can go down to the cable box on Thursday for a court unveiling at 5 p.m. and stay for the draft party at 7 p.m. to find out who the newest members of the rebirth of the Hornets will be and get to wear those fancy new uniforms they unveiled last week. I really like them.
Yeah, they're very nice.
But the fans complaining, talking about, oh, we want the pinstripes. I'm like, do you guys want to go back and live in 1989, too? I don't know. Maybe Kelly Tripuk is on waivers or something like that. I mean, let's move on with the news. Come on, guys. So, news and notes, finishing things up. The Panthers finished up its off-season workouts last week, and the next time they will see the field, it will be for real in Spartanburg for training camp at the end of July, so we're getting closer and closer to that time. It's right around the corner. NASCAR Carl Edwards picked up his first victory on the year in the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Sonoma. And tonight, a little bit of good news. I'm always looking for a little bright light with the Knights. They have won two of their last three, and they will be home for Louisville for a 5-game series before a weekend series that will leak into next week with Gwinnett. And man, this has been in the trenches. We're in Brazil. We're on the court. We're everywhere. And you can always catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, but we get all the way live.
And every Monday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.